Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Here's today's poem. Verse 1, Psalm 139. You are intimately acquainted with my every part. Inside and out, you know me. Your loving gaze muses as you examine the potential of my heart. It's my creative wellspring. Together we can. You seeded me with endless possibilities. You smile approvingly. Your loving eyes continuously inspire me. Well, well, well. The trinity of inspiration. You watch to draw from my well. Here's the reflection. Psalm 139 is one of my all-time favorites because it unwraps David's revelation of how intimately acquainted he and God are. Every detail of his life is known, and he rejoices in God about it. This beautiful psalm continues to celebrate and highlight all the little nuances and situations David can use as examples. How wonderful it is that we have an even greater revelation of God because of what David expresses. As you read through this psalm, there are many inferences and prompts which point us to the huge potential our destiny has with God. This future is something to look forward to. The greatest revelation of that is the partnership we enjoy to make this happen with God. There's something wonderful about the Psalms. We read about a man who loves God and has his eventful journey with all his personal challenges and victories, and how he expresses these to God. We also read the historical accounts of his journey in the books of Samuel. David is a conundrum to us, yet he's the only one whom God attributes as having a heart after God's own heart. In Acts chapter 13, verse 22, in the Passion Translation, it says, "After removing him, Saul, God raised up David to be king. For God said to him, I have found in David, son of Jesse, a man who always pursues my heart and will accomplish all that I have destined him to do." Here's the same verse in the Amplified Version. "And when he had removed him, Saul, he raised up David to be their king. Of him he testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, conforming to my will and purposes, who will do all my will." Here's the preamble when God removed Saul. 1 Samuel 13, verse 14, in the New King James Version, reads this, "But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be the commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." Here's another verse which I think is very significant. 1 Samuel 16:1, New King James Version. "I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king amongst his sons." These underlined words are very significant and will become a topic for another day. If there is one attribute David would be world famous for, is his transparent honesty. We, the readers, are able to read between the lines and hear his heart expressions as he expounds his appreciation to God. It's like he has the biggest aha about how miraculously created he has been. Here's some questions. 1. Have you ever had a revelation about how miraculously you have been created? Which verse of Psalm 139 has been significant to you? 2. Scripture reveals in many places that we are unique and significant. Do you rejoice in God when you are down? Which scriptures do you use to encourage yourself in the Lord? 3. In the above poem, which lines are significant to you and why? Okay, that's it for today, and thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.